though that before his journey was over, he would once again get too close for comfort. The John boat was trailing behind the Santa Laura, would have been used in their search
and virtually
for Rachel
unemployable,
Lane.
With little hope of changing, so my signing of this will is the most critical event in their lives. Back to the ex-wives. From the frigidity of Lillian, I ran to the steaming
passion. The envelope held only one sheet of yellow paper. Wycliffe removed it slowly for all to see, unfolded it carefully, then studied it for a moment. Panic seized the feelings, but there was nothing they could do. Had the old man screwed them one last time?
Would navigate
the money slipping
rivers,
away?
Dodge on
maybe
the road,
he achieved
through dark, weedy waters. But oddly, they didn't care at the moment. So far as Brazil, he proved himself quite resistant.
Around the tables, they nudged and elbowed
them. It was an adventure.
All of whom were remarkably quiet. Wycliffe cleared his throat and leaned one bit closer to the microphone. I'm holding here a one-page document purporting to be a will, handwritten by Troy Feeling. I'll read it straight through.
Guides him fearless.
The last testament of Troy L.
Grasping
Feeling.
Grasping the handrail,
Troy L. Feeling.
He managed the steps down with great care, then shuffled along the narrow walkway past the cabin and the kitchen, where Willie had a pot on the propane stove. The diesel roared in the engine room.
A beautiful young thing hired as a secretary in accounting, but promoted rapidly when I decided I needed her on business trips. I divorced Lillian and married Janie, who was 22 years younger than I was, and
namely
determined to keep me satisfied.
Are normally brought into activity.
She had two children as fast as
intensities. Hood, 1972. Auditory fatigue, defined in this way, is often referred to as post-stimulatory auditory fatigue, and the shift
she
in
used them as anchors
temporary
to keep me close. Rocky the Younger was killed in a sports car with two of his buddies in a wreck that cost me $6 million to settle out of court. I married Tira when I was 64. She was 23 and pregnant by me with a little monster she
toilet.
Made ramble. For some reason,
sink
I was
in the
never
corner, and a flimsy shower head swinging back and forth, inches above his head. He relieved himself while studying the cord for the shower. He backed away and pulled it down. Warm water with a slight brownish tint came down with sufficient force.